Sagt der Elge Mishnah weiter, man sagt, das Trum ist per Gyur Aleph, Mishnah Beis, Dvash, Tmarim, Viyayin, Tepuchem. Date honey, and basically apple juice. That's called Yayin Tepuchem. V'choymitz Sisvanius. This is vinegar that's made out of grapes that ripen late in the winter, so they're poorer quality. Ushar kol mei perishal truma. And again, besides for wine and oil, other juices that come out of peiros that are truma peiros. Rabbi Eliezer Mechayev. Rabbi Eliezer says yes, and if someone drinks it, if he drinks the apple juice that comes out of a truma apple, he's chayev to pay keren and chaymish, the principal and the extra fifth to the kohen, like any other czar, non-kohen, who eats truma b'shoygeg. Because mashka that comes out of peiros have a din like the peiros themselves. Rabbi Shua Poitra, Rabbi Shua says, mashkim that comes out of peiros don't have a din of the peiros themselves. Now, l'chatchila, if you would come to ask a shayla, there's an apple of truma, can I drink the apple juice? I'm not a kohen. Rabbi Shua would say no. And he would also say that if you drank it already, you have to pay back the kohen, the keren. The only patras on the chaymish, explains the batanur. So Rabbi Shua is also moed, as the mefarshim explain it, that apple juice of a truma apple would have kiddushas truma midrabbanan. Well, like any other truma that rabbanon, it's also for a non-kayan. If someone eats it, he would have to pay for it. But legaba chaymish, the chacham were mekel. We see that in regard to a lot of categories of truma that rabbanon, that they don't have to pay a chaymish. Vaitra says a mission of Rabbi Eliezer metamim shemashke. Here's another machlokes about apple juice or other juices besides for wine and oil. According to Rabbi Eliezer, apple juice, let's say, is metama Mishum mashke. In other words, just like mashke is makabel tuma, juices are makabel tuma. Just like mashkin that is tummy can be matama others, same is true for juices. Just like a mashke that touches food makes the food huchshru lakabel tuma. As we explained, if something grows, after you cut it off, it won't become tummy. Even if it comes into contact with tuma, it won't become tummy unless it's touched by one of the shiva mashkin. According to Rabbi Eliezer, that includes juice. Amalai Rabbi Shua said to him, when the Chachamim listed the seven mashkin that are machshir things to be mekabel tuma, so they gave us a list, and the list was water and dew and wine and oil, blood, milk, bee honey. So loymanu Chachamim shiva mashkin kamayne petamim. Those used to wander around to sell psamim. They're called patamim, like we learned before. So they would like call out, we have this, we have that, we have this. It wasn't always so accurate what they called out. Sometimes they would add more things that they forgot to advertise, so to speak. But that's not how Chazal work. Chazal work very precise and exact. Ela rather, Amru, the Chachamim said, says Rabbi Yeshua, Shiva Mashkin Tmeim, these seven Mashkin are Tummy. They have a din of Tumma. They are Makshur things, be Makabal Tumma. Or Shar Kala Mashkin, like apple juice, for example, or juice from other pears, besides wine and oil, tahir and atahar. So, chazing over on Mishnah, Mishnah Beis, if someone who is not a kayan, by mistake, ate honey from dates that are truma, juice from truma apples, vinegar from sisvanias, winter grapes. By the way, grapes usually ripen in the summer. The ones that, like, don't ripen until later aren't as geschmack. So their juice is made into vinegar rather than wine. Or any other fruit juice from a truma fruit besides for wine and oil. Rabbi Eliezer says it's regular truma. He would be chayv to pay both the keren and the chaymish. Rabbi Yeshua says no chaymish. The apple may be truma, but not the juice that comes out of the apple. Lechatchili shouldn't drink it. You'd have to pay the keren, but there's no chaymish. Weiter. In regard to date honey, apple cider, and the vinegar of these winter grapes, and basically other fruit juices. Rabbi Eliezer says they have the halachis of tuma, the way mashke does. They are machshir things to be makabel tuma. Something has to get wet by an official mashkin for it to be able to become tummy. Rabbi Yeshua says there's a reason Chazal gave us shiva mashkin. They're not spice peddlers that just list things in an inexact way. If they said shiva, it's only those shiva, and fruit juices are not included.